Welcome back to another episode of the Next Is Now podcast. Today, going to be shifting gears a little bit and talk about some international guys. Now, just a few weeks ago, we had the Basketball Without Borders Global Camp at All-Star Weekend in Indianapolis. Was able to be on tap for that throughout the weekend. So have a ton to break down, talk about some standouts, guys that should be on your radar, whether it's college programs as well as the NBA draft radar. So tons to break down, a lot of talent in the building from over 22 different countries. So looking forward to getting into it. All right. To finish up here, I'm going to be going solo through some Basketball Without Borders standouts. It was a 40-man field with guys from 22 different countries. Every prospect in the building was born in the year 2006. So we had guys with the way it goes these days. We had guys that are 2024, 2025, and 2026 just from the birth year 2006. So that was a fascinating piece of the puzzle here, but very, very talented group. With that aside, I'm going to limit myself to go through only 10 guys here. I'll break down just the basic information, talk a little bit about where the evaluation is at for those guys. For some of these guys, I've seen them a bunch over the last few years. While they're playing in America, and some of these guys, it was my first time seeing them ever. So very, very strong weekend in terms of evaluation setting, tons of talent in the building. Never a question in terms of how hard guys were playing in these game sets or anything like that. So very, very strong weekend. Going to start with MVP of the weekend, which was Will Riley, a guy that we've talked a ton about over the last few months. Canadian born, but plays at Phelps School in Pennsylvania. And the MVP performance was really an encapsulation, of how the last few months have gone for Will. Showed flashes this summer with UPlay, both playing up at the U17 level, also in the U16 level. Really high level shot maker. That's kind of been the big development over the last few months. He's shown flashes of it. He's got great size, can move pretty well laterally. Has great burst for a guy that measured in at 6'9" in shoes. So put together a really impressive weekend, but it's really been more of the same of what he's shown this season. Really high level shot making off the bounce. Tough shots for him aren't that tough. He's been challenged a ton throughout the year, been throwing double teams, all sorts of defenders, small guys, big guys, physical guys, and everything in between. And he's really had the counters for everything. He's putting up massive numbers in high school ball. And he did the same here, scored in a ton of different ways and just has big time scoring instincts. I think there's another level to hit in terms of attacking the rim more, being more aggressive. And obviously with a guy like that, who's such a high level shot maker at 6'9", he's going to be prone to some tough shots. But the more you watch these games, you're like, maybe that's not such a bad shot because he makes a ton of them. That's what he did this weekend in Indianapolis. Really, really impressive weekend. A guy that we've now pushed into our top 10. He's now number 8 in the 2025 class, and something that was discussed a ton throughout the weekend between scouts and other people was his draft eligibility in 2025. He's technically a junior at Phelps, has one more year to go, but is in a very fascinating spot in these next few months if it continues to go the way it has recently. So a guy that might be on NBA draft radars a little bit faster than you'd expect for a junior in high school. Next, I will go into Kamen Malawak, our number 2 overall prospect in the class of 2024. It was great to see him live again, a guy that I have not seen live in over a year now, since December of 2022, actually. So it was great to see him. Last time I saw him in person and seen film across throughout the time, but he was very much a ball of clay at the time. He was shooting at some. Was awesome defensively. That's been the calling card and continues to be the calling card. I think he has a chance to be a very, very high-level defender, even at the NBA level, within a few years. His feel for the game has grown quite a bit over this last 14 to 16 months. Been a guy that kind of was doing a little bit of everything early on, was kind of just experimenting with his game. Now you can tell there's a clear, clear buy-in to filling a role, being a rim protector, diving to the rim, finishing everything around the cup, punishing mismatches, and then taking threes when they're open, when they're clean looks, and they're kind of within the game flow. But the big thing with him was seeing him live, and it was something that popped early on too, is he's consistently the loudest guy in the gym. Always vocal, always trying to pick up the guys around him. keeping guys accountable, especially on the defensive end, defending ball screens. Super, super vocal. So that was really impressive. Even through drill work, through gameplay, he's super, super competitive. He's looking to win everything, always, always trying to outcompete the guys around him. And that's the biggest thing. That's what scouts continue to mention with him, is just his motor. He's consistently the hardest working guy on the floor. And when you're doing that and also measuring it at 7'2 with, see, a 7'5 wingspan, and he moves exceptionally well in space, you have a recipe for a very, very high level defensive prospect. And then the offense is still coming around. The feel for the game's there. The shooting is streaky right now. He's got massive hands, and it seems like he's still kind of getting into the rhythm in terms of self-organization and just timing and flow for everything. So it'll be very interesting to see how the offense kind of develops over this next year or so. And obviously has a few big decisions coming up in terms of his college destination if he does choose to go that route. Next year, I'm going to go to a guy that I actually didn't know too much about going in. That's Greek guard slash wing, I would say, Nicholas Avdalis. Measured in at about, 6'7" with shoes on. Really strong physical guy, and I think he still has some room to put on more weight. But one of those wiry, strong guys where he's really adept already playing through other guys. And was billed a little bit coming in as a guy that wasn't a great shooter right now, had a good handle at his size and everything like that, and could get downhill, make plays for others, but the shooting was a real question mark. And then translating that to the NBA and maybe even college basketball, if you can't shoot in that type of role, there's going to be real challenges. And at Basketball Without Borders, he shot the lights out, both off the dribble, off the catch, looked fluid, looked confident, was a guy who had that kind of quiet confidence in everything he did. Was super, super impressive, super aggressive all throughout the weekend. Kind of came out hot, and it was like, is this just a fluky game, just a hot start? And it was steady all throughout the weekend. It was fantastic getting downhill on ball screens, made quick reads. The ball never stuck, and it seemed like he was always one step ahead of the defensive rotation. So all around, it was a very, very strong week. He's currently playing for on loan on one of the lower teams in the Greek's top division. So it'll be very interesting to see his next steps after a potentially big summer playing FIBA and everything like that. But a really, really talented prospect, already turned 18 years old. So a guy that I think probably within these next 16 months, whether it's 2025 draft, potentially 26, a guy that might be on those draft radars pretty, pretty quickly here. Moving down here, another guy that I had not seen live, but a ton of buzz over the last year or so, Hamad Musa, 6'8" wing from Qatar. Family is Somali, so partially Somali and partially from Qatar. So he kind of came in with some buzz, but it felt like not a ton of people had seen him live, and really quickly answered a lot of questions. Has a pretty unique, unorthodox game in terms of his pace, his size. A guy that at 6'8" is pretty good at playing close to the ground with the ball in his hands. In terms of his shooting, not the most traditional mechanics, but has excellent touch, scored it off the bounce, scored it off the catch, really shot the lights out on the weekend. So it was a really, really impressive few days for him in terms of offensive output and just pure scoring. I would say he was among the top 2 to 3 guys in the building as a whole. And it still feels like for a guy who's interested in coming to college basketball next year, and is about to turn 18 still next month, has a ton of upside, a guy that feels like he could leap onto NBA radars really fast when he does make that college decision. So intriguing name to put on the radar, a guy that we've slotted in 21st overall in our 2024 rankings and could be even too low as that sample size grows. So eager to see some more from him, but a guy that NBA scouts are going to be pretty drawn to pretty fast given where his skill set's at and how much it feels like there's still much more room to grow. Roll it down here to Noah Senge, the youngest prospect actually in the building. He's French born, measured in at 6'10" with shoes on, 6'11" wingspan. And the big thing for me with him that popped, obviously a very raw prospect. He's pretty far away from what I think he's going to be long term right now, especially on the offensive side. But there's those guys at 6'9", 6'10", with a good frame that when they move, like they're 6'3", 6'4", there's something that comes away. There's something that leaves an impression pretty fast there. And that was a memo with him all throughout the weekend. I thought he had a fantastic defensive weekend in terms of closing gaps, a guy that blew up DHO's ball screens really, really consistently. A guy that had a nose for the ball, played extremely hard, still really thin and probably has to gain. Probably a guy that you could see getting up to 220 pounds or so long term. So still in the early stages there for him. The big focus will be on the 2025 NBA draft. Doesn't sound like a guy that will be coming over for college basketball, but a guy already on Radio Farm alone in Germany, their second team, has had already a very good season, showing big flashes. So I think a guy that going into early next year will be pretty high up on a lot of these big boards, and a guy that scouts will definitely be going over to France and Europe in general, depending on where he's at, to see him quite a bit. To me, a lottery level prospect in the 2025 draft, and a guy that we have on the fringes of the top 10 in that class. So really excited to see more. A guy that feels like any next time you might see him, the offense might click. A guy that can already handle it pretty well, shot it well off the catch. I loved the passing when he did get some space to attack downhill. A guy that had a really good feel for finding cutters, finding shooters, everything like that. So the pieces aren't all fully materialized, but it feels like over the next year that might really click, and he's going to be a real focal point heading into the 2025 draft for sure. Moving on here, a Serbian guard who's now playing in Florida, a guy that's made waves already pretty early since he came over from Serbia over the last few months, Savo Drezgic. Measured in at 6'4" with shoes on, really strong, sturdy frame at about 190 pounds already. And to me, it was just the scarcity of prospects like him that we have in the United States. Just a really true point guard, mixed the passing, mixed the scoring at a really high level. And it was the quiet confidence, the toughness, the leadership. Guys clearly loved playing with him and kind of used him as like a, he was the guy pushing, even though he wasn't the most vocal guy, he set the tone on both ends of the floor, did a great job defending at the point of attack just because of how strong and smart he is. So to me, my big notes talking to college coaches is he's going to be a guy that is ready-made to help a team, a high major program, win from day one. That was the big takeaway for him. We had him top 60 in the 2025 class heading into the weekend. Pretty clearly a top 25 guy in the class coming out from it. And talked a ton about the 2025 class over the last few months and just how it feels like there's a ton of guys that there's still a ton more shaking out to do. And Savo, for me, is one of those guys that I feel really strongly about belongs in that top tier, not just because of how quickly he's going to impact college basketball, but a guy that I think has pro potential because of how smart he is, because of how skilled he is. Super polished at a young age and just has the European toughness where he's bringing the best out of all of the guys around him, an aggressor around the clock, and the confidence never wavers. So loved him, really excited to see more of him, and a guy that I think for us is going to be by far the highest ranked in the industry. But I think a guy that looking a few months down the line, I think a guy that's ranked pretty highly across the board here. Moving down to one of the more impressive performers of the weekend walked out with the three-point competition as the three-point competition winner. That was Alexander Gavlyugov. Excuse my pronunciation, but 6 foot guard from Bulgaria, started to garner some more interest from college programs. He's been playing with the NBA Academy down in Australia. And another guy, we're talking about Sava, where there's not a ton of guys in America like him. Similar for Alexander, goes by Sash, and it was his playmaking, it was his scoring, it was the overall savvy and polish of how he approached the game with the ball in his hands. Definitely not a score-first guy like most of these small guards in America. Really blended it well. He was awesome in the pick and roll. Definitely a big man's favorite in terms of throwing lobs, manipulating the back line of defense, creating really easy opportunities for the guys around him. And then as a shooter, like when he got the playmaking rolling and defenses were tilted towards other guys, a guy that really made defenses pay from deep. little bit again unorthodox mechanics, but it really went in at a high clip, obviously being the 3-point competition winner as well. So really, really impressive weekend. I think a guy that's going to impact college basketball pretty quickly as well, just because of we see a lot of guys like him in terms of the things he does come in the portal, but there are very, very few guys that come out of high school and obviously come from the international ranks that are ready to do the things that he's capable of doing. So eager to see how the recruitment plays out, a guy that's going to take some more visits here, kind of go from there. But I think it's a really intriguing ad late in the cycle for a program, just given his maturity, his skill set, and his playmaking ability. Finishing up here, a few more guys. I'll talk about David Mirkovic, Montenegrin forward. I've seen him build as a guard. I've seen him build as a wing. I've seen him build as a forward, big, everything in between. And I think that almost to me has been the best encapsulation of who he is. Very clearly has watched a ton of Luka Doncic and Nikola Jokic in his life. One of the more fun prospects I've evaluated in terms of just watching him play over the last year or so. 6'8", bulky. Believe he weighed in here at almost 250 pounds. So really unique body, really unique frame, but has elite level ball skills. Like reels in everything around him. Incredible hands. The passing is fascinating. A guy that's super, super comfortable playing out of the post, and defenses, rotations are even slightly late, he's going to make him pay as a passer. So it's cool to see young prospects across the board starting to play like some of the best young players in the NBA. And to me, all I can see with him is just the clear-cut Jokic and Doncic impression on him, how he passes it, how he's comfortable scoring off step-backs, playing in tight spaces, just really manipulates the defense at a really high level. Obviously, a guy that has his limitations in terms of his athleticism. He's got to speed up the shot some more, take some time to get it off. And then the defense is going to be a hurdle for sure, just in terms of what position he can guard at the highest level of the game. But it's hard not to just love watching a guy like that, that is so advanced in terms of skill and feel. So eager to see more of him here pretty soon. Still, college basketball's up in the air. He's still playing in Montenegro. I'm a guy that sounds more likely that he'll stick in Europe for the long haul, but a guy that's going to draw interest at the NBA level at some point, just given his skill set and savvy and everything like that. Moving down to Julius Halafeanua, a guy that's had some buzz now for a few years, guy that I've seen a ton of film on, 7-footer from New Zealand, really, really big dude, truthfully, about 280 pounds right now, and he's slimmed down from 300 plus to where he's at now, and it seems like still, a college weight room is going to change that kid in about 4 to 5 months in a huge way. So had a really, really impressive weekend. A guy that I think is going to be an immediate impact, high major big man. We've talked about scarcity of prospects, and to me, just another guy that there are very, very few 7-footers in America that have great instincts, elite hands, good footwork, and can space the floor off a catch. And that's exactly what Halafeanua does. It was a little bit of an up and down weekend, just given the athleticism, given the tempo of some of these games. Was a guy that was caught in space a little bit too much, never really was able to gain his ground early on throughout the weekend, just with how fast the game was moving. But day three, even later in the second day, put together some really, really big games. And I think the weight room, again, is just going to change him in a really big way to where he's going to be ready. Whether it's early freshman season, mid-freshman season, I think he's going to make a big impact, member of the 2025 class. So 2 years from now. But no surprise to see Haim Majors already trying to get him on campus, a guy that's down at NBA Global Academy as well in Australia. So a guy that I think even more Haim Majors, truthfully, will get involved in just because of how ready I think he will be to fill a role pretty early on in his career. And like I mentioned, lost some weight over this last year. I think by the time he even arrives on campus, if he can get down to 260, 270, he's going to be in a really, really good spot to make an early impact at a high major school by then. Rounding it out here, I'm going to talk a little bit about Sean Abayev, a guy I started talking about a little bit at the beginning. seen a lot of these guys throughout the year in terms of the American guys from Florida, different Canadian guys as well, playing, some of them playing down in Arizona, some playing down at Overtime Elite. Sean Abayev, another one of those guys that's playing in America, although he's Israeli heritage, playing down in Florida currently at Calvary Christian. Guy that I've seen a ton of over the last 3-4 years in general. Really always been a high level, elite level shot maker. At about, always had size on the size. Now he's about to, up to 6'8". And to me, over the last 6 months and talking with scouts too, it's like he continues to just show more every single weekend, every single evaluation, which is super, super rare. And I know it might not sound like it given how young these guys are, but there's really not a lot of guys that are showing progress every weekend and on that steady incline. And Sean's been one of those guys over the last year or so. One of the most dynamic, prolific scorers off the bounce with the ball in his hands. No shot is truthfully a bad shot for him when the shot clock runs down. All three levels, fadeaways, hands in his face, anything like that, he's shown the ability to score in traffic. And a guy to me that, like, so much of the takeaway on his jumpers has been he's either getting fouled or he's making the jumper. Been really efficient on a lot of those tough looks. But as these guys get older and as he kind of turns his head towards college basketball, it's been about sharpening up the decision making. He's made an athletic leap over the last few years, a guy that finishes above the rim, finishes with power, explosive in the open floor. That's kind of taken off over the last few months. But to me, it's been his playmaking every single time over the last 3 months, this junior season for him. Seems to continue to take a step forward to where he's not only just making defenses pay as a scorer now, he's kind of started to rewire himself as a playmaker where he knows he can get anywhere as a scorer, whether it's pull-ups, driving to the rim, getting to the line, everything like that. Now he's beginning to slow the game down, see the rotation coming his way, make the right play, whether it's finding the dump off, flaring it out to shooters, push aheads in transition. Just quickly become a more selfless guy and begun to utilize the scoring ability as a foundation to elevate the guys around him. And I think going into this summer, led Under Armour in scoring last year with SOH Elite, I think he's going to have another monster summer just in terms of scoring output. But for me, just really, really intrigued to see how the playmaking continues to grow, because if that can click, I think he's a guy that can continue to ascend on into potentially top 20, potentially top 15 in the national class, a guy that we have currently at about the 25 spot, which is should be higher than anyone else in the industry. And that's largely been because of how much he's improved and the skill set right now. So that wraps it up. Again, really awesome weekend at Basketball Without Borders in Indianapolis. Definitely going to be one of those musts for me over the next few years in terms of talent coming in from across the globe. Came away with a ton of new names and looking forward to getting into these names more and tracking these guys moving forward. But thank you again for tuning in. Looking forward to getting into some more next week.